Thank you, and good afternoon. North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood will hold a community town hall meeting in Eureka tomorrow night. The public is invited to attend as Wood, Caltrans officials, local health center representatives, and immigration experts will be on hand to answer questions from residents, and they will also discuss the issues facing the community. The town hall meeting will be held at the Eureka High School cafeteria, and it will run from 5 to 6:30 tomorrow evening. The Arcata Police Department is searching for a white male adult in his early 20s who robbed the 76 gas station on Alliance Road on Wednesday night. The masked suspect walked into the store with a garbage bag and demanded money, and then fled the scene south on Alliance with an undisclosed amount of cash. Law enforcement report that the clerk never saw a weapon, nor did the suspect claim to have one. The suspect remains at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. 56-year-old David Saldano, who was booked into Del Mar County Jail for murder and attempted murder after committing a stabbing attack in Klamath earlier this week, has now been charged with hate crimes by the Del Mar District Attorney's Office. Saldano attacked Timothy Thompson and Todd Burris, both of whom are Native American, and the DA's office alleges that they were attacked because of their race. Thompson died from his injuries, while Burris was treated for his wounds. Saldano will appear in court tomorrow. The four suspects connected to the shooting death of 37-year-old Sonny Grant in Klamath hours after the Saldano stabbing attack will also appear in court tomorrow. The Del Mar DA's office has charged George Johnson with murder, being a felon in possession of a firearm, among other charges, while the other three suspects, Sonny Pratt, Marcellus Woodard, and Natalie Wright, were charged with accessory to murder. Wright also incurred a child endangerment charge, as a child was with the four suspects at the time of the shooting. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office booked two Eureka residents into Mendocino County Jail following a traffic stop on Highway 101 near Laytonville. Deputies witnessed a vehicle near Branscombe Road commit a violation, and they pulled over the vehicle, which was driven by 31-year-old Pia Chang, who had a felony warrant out in his name out of Humboldt County. Chang was also found to have a suspended license, and he was arrested and booked for the warrant. The passenger, 23-year-old Alexandria Lozano, was found to be under the influence of a controlled substance, and she was booked into county jail as well. The Eureka Police Department announced today that they have implemented new policies aimed at keeping repeat theft offenders in custody longer until arraignment. With the support of Sheriff Mike Downey and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, whenever law enforcement personnel make an arrest, which will be made if a set of circumstances are met, the arresting officer can fill out a non-release form to hold the suspect in jail until arraignment. The new procedure will be done on a case-by-case basis. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website,
theshoppingshow.net,
and join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show
on KINS 106.3 FM,
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A strong storm system is passing through the region, and the National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast that will be in effect tonight and going into Friday. Heavy rainfall will continue through Friday evening along with possible mudslides, and another storm system will carry the weather conditions into the weekend along with heavy wind gusts. Motorists are advised to drive cautiously and to check road conditions before heading out. After being fully closed overnight and into this afternoon due to mud and rock slide activity, Caltrans work crews reopened the Avenue of Giants near the Highway 101 junction near Weah to normal traffic for motorists this afternoon. It was the second closure on State Route 254 in the last 2 days. Yesterday, the roadway was closed down temporarily after a downed tree and downed utility lines were on the roadway. Wednesday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department identified 33-year-old Rocky Keene as the second suspect connected to a string of armed robberies in Eureka that spanned from late December to late January. Keene was named as the second suspect following months of investigation, and there is a $200,000 warrant for his arrest. Law enforcement consider him armed and dangerous. The other suspect, 32-year-old Ezra Williams of Riodel, is currently awaiting trial for his involvement in the robberies. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.